You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7:01, and next is Combined Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
Quote, I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. Drake, you've done it again. Just when I lost hope in all you light-skinned dudes. And then he comes with
we
that
back.
Bar. He comes with
we
that
back.
Bar.
Bed and mama.
He back. Comes back with that bar. What's good, everybody? Welcome to CC Radio Episode 20. I have Michaela in here, Anthony, and Drake. I want to say shout out to the youngins for holding it down the last 2 weeks.
The OGs are back.
Yeah, the OGs are back. I don't even want to call myself an OG, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, on today's episode, the main focus is going to be on self-care, but we're going to break down some topics real quick. But what'd you guys think about Drake's new two songs? He just broke an Apple Music record today for the most streams.
Dang, that's what's up. I thought, you know, some pretty good music.
Pretty good.
I'm excited for it.
Is it Drake season? Is he back?
I think you could say that. I'm excited for his next album to see, you know, what kind
of was More Life a flop?
Nah, definitely not. But it was like, I mean, after Views from the Six, anything would have been better. But like,
bro, Views from the Six, you're sleeping on that,
or
bro.
Views, whatever.
Views was wet, bro. Views
but no, nah, I mean, he dropped some pretty good songs. I like the other song better.
Yeah, because he actually spazzed on that one.
Yeah,
like I didn't
when
think
he
had bars.
His lyrics.
Exactly.
I mean, you didn't know he had bars,
bro. I mean, come on, bro. The last like, okay.
I mean, you gotta realize like most of his music. He'll do, like, the pop stuff, right? Like, this song.
Yeah.
Which is, like, for listening and, like, playing in the car in the club. Yeah. And then, like, every album or project he's ever done, like, there's always one song, like, usually at the end where he just, like,
goes
no one
hard.
Really listens
yeah,
to it.
It's always
but, like,
the last
hard.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for you. Like, what was it? Was it Views on Views from the Six?
6 p.m. in New York, I think.
Nah, but Views actually went hard, too.
It didn't, but yeah.
It for sure.
He said it didn't.
I don't know if he had one of those on More Life where he was spazzing out.
More Life, he had, like, the... What's the song called? What were you about to say?
I was just going to say something about using the word spaz as like an adjective because it's a derogatory term.
It is?
Like to people that are alter-abled and things like that.
Thanks for the knowledge.
So
he went hard.
I didn't know that.
Instead of spaz, he went hard on it. Anthony, I heard you're a Drake fan, man. Talk to us.
Man, I'm still on that passion fruit, bro. At first when I heard that song, I was like, man, what is this? I don't know where you're at, but it just kind of like super catchy,
yeah,
man.
It's a vibe,
super catchy.
He has a tendency to do that.
Oh, he really does, man. Like,
it's a vibe. It's a
album after
vibe.
Album, like he still finds a way to come out and get that catchiness.
What is he, 30 now?
Yeah, he's 30. Probably going, he just turned 30. I think this is a big year for him. What'd you think about the two new songs? I remember we were going to Burgerville, and I literally saw on, I think it was Complex or Instagram, that he was about to drop two songs at midnight, and then I was scrolling, I was like, oh, what song should I play? And it was raining, it was typical Drake, you know what I mean? It was raining outside, it was dark, I was cruising on the freeway, and then I was like, oh, two new songs came out. And I played God's Plan, and I was like, oh, he's back. And then all of a sudden, I played the other song, and I was like, all right, bruh, I see you. But what did you think about the two songs? Because I know you were vibing that when I played them.
I think they're awesome. I think that, yeah, the old Drake is back. And
the old
Drake. I could definitely hear that, like, in the club. Like, all my girlfriends are probably going to be, like, turning up to that, like, before they go out.
You know what God's Plan kind of reminded me of?
What?
It reminded me of the first time I heard his song Headlines. I don't know why, but it just, like, had a similar effect where I was just like, I know this is about to, like...
Blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to get annoying.
And, like, had a familiar, like, it was, like, a modern version of, like, Headlines, which sounds weird to say because, like, it's not that
true.
Old. But,
I feel like... Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that. Like, I don't know if it wasn't exactly the beat, but it was something about that song that was just, like...
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then Bed and Mama, that's just, like, keeping it real on the track.
Nah, no,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying? Like, something you can relate to, you know?
Nah, bro, I mean, Drake, I feel like he really has, like, a craft almost... as an artist for doing these catchy, like he knows what's gonna catch on, you know what I mean? So shout out to him. But in other news, LeVar Ball, shout out to LeVar because the Lithuania coach actually let him be the assistant coach.
On the team.
On the team.
Big baller?
Big baller, bruh. Big baller. And actually, bruh, and the thing is, his son showed out, bruh.
Bruh, they had 0 points that last game.
No, no, no.
What you gonna say about that?
What are you talking about? They had 80 points.
Man, two games ago, they had 0 points.
Bruh, the coach were...
Zero.
The game where LeVar was the coach, they dropped 80, bruh.
So what, should he start coaching the Lakers?
Bruh, hey, I don't know. hey, there was this one photo of him wearing the suit, cheesing.
And I was
Go ahead, bro.
Yo, my homie works at the Clippers, right? Uh-huh. And he was telling me whenever the Clippers play the Lakers and LeVar comes through, literally people just be like lining up like it's...
Bro, because he's
like
celebrity.
Like it's someone like super important.
Bro, because it is. All right, peep this. So just like everybody got... Just like everybody got their shows. Everybody watch Love & Hip Hop. Everybody watch Keeping Up With The Kardashians. Everybody watch.
I guess I'm a nobody.
Man, bro. You know people be sticking up on their shows.
Somebody.
Okay, so bro, my show is this. Man, I'm going to recommend it to anybody out there listening.
Ball in the Family.
Ball in the Family. Bro, I watch
on Facebook.
On Facebook. 14, 15 minutes. A little quick. Boom, boom. Bam. Mm-hmm. It's good. Kinda it's like 15 minutes. It's good. So you feel me? I'll be watching that. Man, bro. Jello, Mello, LeVar. Man, we got them ZO2s coming in the mail, bro. My ZL2s ain't coming because I ain't getting them, but I'm definitely going to get some
So
who's
round. This we, man? I thought you were supposed to support the family.
Bruh, hey.
If you ain't dropping 500, you're not a big baller.
Hey, bruh. I can't drop 500 at the moment, but I'm going to definitely cop a shirt or something. You know what I mean? Because I think Jay-Z copped a pair. Two pairs, actually. Chad Ochocinco did. Because Lonzo was like, oh, yeah. They were like, whatever box that Jay-Z ordered, like, make sure it's special.
Yeah.
But it's just funny, like, watching their whole family kind of just... It's kind of like we're watching them grow. You know what I mean? Like, the mom is getting better. She had a stroke. So, shout out to her, man. Shout out to that family. I recommend anybody out there who's listening. LeVar Ball is not a bad father. He's a very supportive father. I highly recommend you go on Facebook, because I know you got a Facebook, and go watch the show.
People ain't be using Facebook like that no more, though.
Nah, some people do. Some people do. Man, you know that was a
Facebook
bad thing.
Facebook is still big, bro.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, people were moving so much to... Snapchat and
nah,
that's
like
Instagram.
See, Granny's not on Snapchat, bro. Granny is on Facebook.
That's real.
Auntie's not on Snapchat. Actually, some aunties might be on Snapchat.
Yeah, who knows, man?
You already know, bro. Man, so the Grammys are this weekend. You feel me? This is big. I feel like this is the biggest Grammys in a while.
Not really.
Why is that?
Man, just because you got Kendrick going against Jay-Z. There's so many dope songs that are nominated for Grammys. You got Childish Gambino performing.
Yeah.
You got Kendrick Lamar performing. You got Bruno Mars and Cardi B with the Finesse. Shout out Snoop Dogg. You got Rihanna performing. You got Logic and Alyssa Cara performing.
Mm.
So So I mean, yeah, man. So what do you guys expect this weekend from the Grammys?
Greatness.
There's been a lot of good albums that have recently come out.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone you like is going to win an award, you know. So,
I mean, is it even going to be televised?
I'm really excited for the performances if they televise them.
Yeah, they are, bro. Come on.
I know they don't. I thought they don't televise certain parts of the Grammys.
Nah, they don't televise
like certain awards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like certain hip hop awards don't get televised.
Then yeah, I'm excited for a lot of the performances. You know, like to see some of the artists live, even though it's through TV.
You think Childish Gambino? You think he's gonna come through with a dub performance? A Redbone, maybe?
I heard he actually performs that song very well.
Which one,
Redbone? Yeah, I heard he performs it like spot on, like how he recorded it, which is impressive because it sounds like he has like an effect on there or something.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that was his natural voice?
Yeah, he did that like that day and night. Yeah, he did that.
Dang, man.
Yeah, so
we're gonna have to see this. What do you think about this Bruno Mars and Cardi B with the Finesse?
I heard that song one time and it caught me off guard because I was like, I didn't know it existed and someone just played it. And I was like, whoa, what?
how do you think it's in New York? You got Cardi B performing. She's been hot lately. Is she about to go off? I mean, in front of the hometown, what do you think?
I think that it's not going to compare. I mean, let's talk about last year's Grammys when Beyonce performed pregnant with twins and like literally her isolated vocals were like angelic. So I don't really know. I mean, it's not comparable.
It is tough to compare.
Are you kidding me? You're going to have anything after Beyonce performed in that state glowing with a halo. Like, what are you trying to say?
Are we just concerned with, like, the performance? Or is it just, like,
overall, okay, last year was dope. I'm not going to lie.
I haven't watched Grammys in a few years.
Watch it this year.
But it's gonna be say what I'm excited for this year is not necessarily, like, big performances like that. It's exciting for me because I saw a lot of artists on the ballot who are newer and haven't been getting as much recognition either in the past years or I wouldn't expect to get recognition this year, which is huge for me because, like, I feel like there's a lot of talented people out there that don't get recognized for their craft and they just kind of slip under the radar.
Can you tell us who some of those people are, Jalen?
Daniel Caesar is probably one of my favorites on there. SZA is finally she got 6 nominees?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Jay-Z has the most with 6 or 8.
6 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Especially, isn't he like, 40?
48. This man is 48, bro. It's wild.
Yeah.
Wild, bro. But I don't know. Kendrick, you got Kendrick performing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Black Panther comes out next. Ooh, 2 weeks from now, Black Panther comes out.
That's right.
So are y'all ready for that?
Yeah, and I can't wait. When I went down to LA, one of my homies who I stay with, she does stunt performing, and she actually told me she was in Black Panther. So
swear.
What? Yeah, that's yeah. Because she did gymnastics, so she can do all them flips and all that's them tight. Stuff that we wish we could never do. So I'm even more juiced to see it because I'm like, yo, that's my homie right there. What? Shout out to Sadiqa Bynamaya. I see you, girl.
Man, speaking of Black Panther, Dell, can you hear me? Miss me with that? Bruh, hey, I'm not even going to lie to you. I was slapping that song probably like every single day. Man, like 2 times a day, 3 times a day because... Bruh, I think Ryan Coogler, shout out to Ryan Coogler, shout out to Disney, shout out to Marvel, because I was just reading an interview. Shout out to Ryan Coogler, especially because he's from the Bay, and that's like an idol of mine, because I'm trying to get on his level as far as the directing thing. But like just Marvel allowing Kendrick and Ryan Coogler to really construct the album for this movie is amazing. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Like, Black Panther is getting its own original soundtrack by Kendrick Lamar.
I didn't believe it at first. I was like, this is too good to be true. And then I read more into it and I found out it was true. And I just got really excited and even more. Like, I was already excited to see Black Panther since, like, last year when the first trailer dropped. And then, like, when I found out Kendrick Lamar was producing the whole soundtrack, I was like, it's
amazing.
This might be my favorite year on record.
2018.
Yeah. It's in the beginning. Like, I'm already excited.
Yeah, we already know how much Tevin loved 2017. So
2017, you know, I'm so excited. 2018 has been good so far.
But no, I feel like it just really completes the whole project. Like, everyone's excited to have, like, the first, like, huge Black superhero movie, and then just cherry on top is Kendrick Lamar producing the whole thing. Like,
that's true.
It's gonna be amazing.
That's true. Are you excited for the movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen a preview in a while that's like the full trailer preview on TV. I've just seen like little blurbs. But I mean, the cast looks really cool and the soundtrack sounds good.
You know, one thing I find interesting is that, like, you know, production companies, they used to just stick to like whatever the movie was. You know, like a Marvel movie would never have done this like 5-10 years ago.
Oh,
you know?
No, never.
And then
never.
Like, because like they were just strictly like, we're going to do this. Like, that's what it's going to be. But then they're starting to realize, like, more than ever, like, when you have, like, whether it's an athlete or an entertainer or a rapper, like, they have such pull to the whole community and even different sub-communities within that. So they're just like, man, like, we need to kind of get that flavor, that flow into our movie. And, like, that's how people are going to go see it. Because now, like, we talking about Kendrick. We're not even talking about all the other stuff yet. Like, we still got, like, a lot of other actors that we've been seeing in movies, like Michael B. Jordan, all those guys. So, like, there's a lot of things at once that are, you know, playing into it.
I'm saying, so, bro, this is about to be the biggest, best movie soundtrack since Space Jam.
Space Jam?
Space Jam had, like, the most fire movie soundtrack.
A lot of people...
Spice Girls movie.
Spice Girls movie was flying. A lot of people actually thought that this is the first time that this has been done, but actually...
Come on, it's slamming Welcome to the Jam. Really?
Okay, I'm just saying, today marks 21 year anniversary of the Spice Girls movie, so.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Mel B.
Nah, I watched the Spice Girls movies because I had sisters. They were pretty lit. they were dope.
Nah, so actually, this is not the first time that this has happened. This actually happened with American Gangster and Jay-Z.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but yeah. Jay-Z did a whole album for American Gangster.
What was the name of the album?
American Gangster.
Oh.
That was the name
of
the album.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So, I mean, bruh, it's just, it's definitely good for the culture, you know what I mean? Just to see Ryan Coogler and for him to come up with that idea, it's definitely staying culturally relevant and key at the moment, especially for, you know, and it's Black History Month on top of that. Come on,
true.
Bro.
Yeah.
True.
Come on, bro. Like, how crazy is that? And then, get this, on March 1st, we get Atlanta. Atlanta's back. And I'm pretty sure have you watched Atlanta? Nope.
No, man.
She hasn't watched Atlanta. I'm the only person.
You alone.
Well,
I'm the only person.
I'm seriously about to go home and watch that, though. Like, I've heard that's really good. I'm a big fan of Donald Glover / Childish Gambino, so I need to go support that man's craft.
Bro, watch it. It's lit. I love it.
Like, I almost feel obligated to watch it.
But the thing is, it's always hard, though, like, I feel like it's so when a first season is so good and then you come back with the second one, like, it's always that, is it going to be as good as the first one? Like, who knows? Like, is it going to change up? Like, it's always that little bit of like, I don't know.
Will it deliver? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Insecure delivered on its second season. So we're going to see what happens. But how many of you guys saw Get Out? I'm assuming everybody, right? Did it deserve the 4 Oscar nominations that it got?
What
yes.
nominations did it get?
I can't really tell you right now. I just know that I got 4 Oscar nominations.
That I can't really comment. But, I mean, I would just say, yeah, it was a really good movie. What yeah, really
like
good visuals. Really good visuals. Lots of symbolism that I thought was, like, just symbolism tied throughout that I really appreciate it.
What kind of symbolism?
Just, like, stuff that tied in with, like, foreshadowing, symbolism that had to do with society today. Small stuff like that, just little Easter eggs that you could like look for throughout the movie and like go back and rewatch and find more of, you know.
Bro, I've only watched it once, so I'm probably gonna have to go back and check out that.
Yeah, you gotta watch it again. And then also I really liked the just the concept of it. It was very original.
Yeah.
First time watching it just caught me off guard. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what the movie was
about.
Would
you consider it a comedy or a comedy or horror flick?
It's definitely both. That's the other thing I really like. They balance it very well. Like, I hate when movies try to have like comedic relief and it ends up being corny.
Right.
You know, and like it comes in at awkward times, but they like put it in like the comedy parts in at the perfect time. And then, like, it was also very serious at the right times, you know?
Yeah.
I just really loved it. That was, like, one of my favorite movies of last year.
For real?
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. What do you think about it?
To be real, I haven't seen it yet, man.
Dang!
I haven't seen Get Out, so.
That's okay.
I appreciate that, Michaela.
Well, I don't want you to feel weird.
No, you should feel weird.
No, it is what it is. It is what it is. But see what happened. Next time I'm at Jalen's crib for a cut.
I got to record it on
the
DVR.
He's got it on DVR.
You're going to sit down and watch it.
So what do you think Get Out deserved those 4 Oscar nominations?
Yeah, I think Get Out was a documentary.
Documentary on what?
I mean, I just think that there was a lot of realistic things that happened in it, and I didn't find it funny. Like, I think it was funny that, like, people thought that it was an actual comedy. Like, that's the funny part.
I think the only reason why I thought it was a comedy was because, what's his name? D-Ray Davis? Like, dude who was his
TSA
homie?
Dude.
Yeah,
no,
like,
that's not D-Ray Davis. D-Ray Davis is on Wildin' Out.
Oh, my bad. I don't know bro's name.
What?
You need to get off VH1, my man.
What's dude's name?
I'm not sure. I don't think he's I don't think he's, like, very popular.
Well, he's in Insecure, but I forgot his name.
Regardless,
though, but that's the only part that I thought was funny, because literally when we thought it was as serious as it was, you got bruh.
I told you not to go to the house.
Yeah, like,
but that's real.
No, it is.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, the movie as a whole wasn't a comedy, but there were funny parts.
There was,
bruh,
because it's.
But it was funny because it was real. That's what I'm trying to point out. It's like, I feel like it was funny to, you know, certain people because, like, that's real. Like, that, like, whether it was the comments, whether it was the situation, it was, you know, just the scenery in general, like, it was funny because, like, that's. it's real.
Yeah, that's kind of like something that we like people talk about. Like,
yeah,
something like that your friend would actually say. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like good comedians, bro. Like, they talk about like real events, and then it's like it's funny because like dang, like he's telling the truth right now.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, I definitely like Get Out a lot, but we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully it wins those Oscars. You know what I mean? Just like what Moonlight won. I forgot how many Oscars, but it's been a good time for black cinema, which I really do appreciate. Black excellence. And I hope
Remember when they even won that one where they didn't get announced and they're like, hold up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when they messed that up.
Yeah, that was probably when it was messed up.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I hope Black Panther gets a lot of Oscars as well. I mean, I was just reading up this article about the technology, and it is so different. And how Ryan Coogler literally went back to Africa and he actually learned about the culture
in order
to produce this film. So everything is going to be accurate.
I heard it took him over a year to make. And they filmed it in Atlanta, so you know.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Marvel Studios is in Atlanta.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, on some crazy stuff,
so a lot
bro.
Of their stuff gets filmed out there.
A lot of stuff, yeah. bro. So, I mean, like I said, I think they even filmed in Korea. Career or Asia somewhere crazy on the beach. Yeah, I've literally done my research on this.
Man, you more excited to see it than anybody, man.
Well, nah, bro, it's just because Coogler's one of my favorite directors.
Yeah.
Like he, you know, with Fruitvale Station and Creed.
I tell you, he does all the Michael B. Jordan stuff, man.
Well, no, it's not even the Michael B. Jordan does
maybe
all his
they're
stuff.
Friends.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like a partnership. It's like Shaq and Kobe.
Creed was also a good movie.
Creed was phenomenal, bro. From the music, everything in there, dog. Yeah. Everything, man. But, hey, speaking of that, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Chicago West. Is it a bad name? Is it dope?
I don't care.
I wonder who came up with that one.
Oh, you know, Kanye did. I'm going to name my baby Chicago West. This is the greatest baby in the world. Chi-town.
You know what's kind of funny?
We're going to call her Chi.
Gray's baby, Gray City.
You know, I think would be a more interesting topic. I mean, we can't really talk about it, but like, I'd want to know how people in Chicago feel about that.
Bro, people in Chicago love Kanye.
Not everyone.
I mean, I don't see it as
I mean, because some people feel like he just abandoned Chicago.
That's true.
And kind of left them in the dirt, but then like claimed Chicago just for the hype or whatever. And then he's going to name his child Chicago, which is pretty much saying that the city is my son or daughter.
Daughter.
Symbolically, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'd be interested to hear like the opinions from Chicago people to see how they feel about it.
What do you think?
I think it's typical Kardashian fashion to do something that's totally outlandish and far-fetched, but it's their child, so it's like, if that's what they like, that's what they like. But I think it would be more fitting for, like, Chance the Rapper's child, because he, like, literally gives his heart, soul,
seriously,
and
though.
Sweat and breath to that city, you know?
Yeah. I agree with y'all. There's a big difference between talking about something and actually doing it. That's why it's like, I don't get why people hate on Kaepernick, because, man, he's out there.
He's on the front lines.
It's different than just, like, kneeling and not doing nothing. Like, he's out there.
Right.
So if you're on the front lines, like, I got to respect it. I don't know what Kanye's doing on a day-to-day, but shoot, I mean.
Not for you.
I just don't hear much about it. He might be doing something, but I just don't really be hearing about his, like, he's in the sunken place.
Shout out to Get Out.
He might be.
He might be. I still think he is, man, but people keep saying, oh, man, Kanye's coming back with his next album. He's been in the studio.
I do not like his last album at all.
Man,
like
he has Pablo. Made music
Pablo
for...
was cool. My favorite Kanye album
Pablo
to this
was
day
just a bunch of singles.
It is, but still to my favorite, to this day, my favorite Kanye album is always going to be...
Late Graduation.
Nah, you said we know. What was it going to be?
No, wait, say it, and then I'll say if that's the one I thought of.
What I'm guessing Yeezus.
No, say it.
College Dropout.
Huh?
Say it.
College Dropout.
Dark
Twisted Fantasy. Actually, you've told me that before.
Bro, it's because
that was such a different album. Like,
Dark Twisted Fantasy?
But yeah, like for me, like there was tracks on that. Like I've never.
It was disturbing.
It was very
dark.
Different, you know what I'm saying?
Like, because he was
in fantasy. Yeah. Like.
Bro, because he was in a bad place.
Yeah, it's sad.
He had just got. I mean, I think his mom had just died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also he had just got done with his breakup with Amber Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like. Bro, he was in a dark place when he recorded that, and he went to Hawaii with the homies and recorded that and made a hit. And to this day, that's the best Kanye album, in my opinion.
I don't agree.
What's the best Kanye album?
What do you say, Jalen?
I
say anything before that. That's my favorite look up Kanye. Oh, it always... I like the old Kanye.
I would say I look up to Kanye for his production. And
oh, because you're a producer.
Yeah. And Dark Twisted Fantasy had some of my favorite beats on it.
Bro, come on now. Power?
Just the lyricism, but, just really disturbing.
No, I definitely agree with you on that.
I mean, look at the cover. The cover was disturbing.
Yeah.
It was. There's a lot of disturbing things about it, but that was actually one of my favorite albums, too. Other than that, like, I didn't listen to much old Kanye growing up, so I don't have much of a connection with it other than just, like, hearing, like, the singles off of there. Or not singles, but, like, the hits off of it.
It all falls down. I got the vocals. Yeah.
Watch the Throne, does that count?
Bro, I did
Watch the Throne.
Speaking of that, I just read today that literally Jay-Z and Beyonce are going back on tour, and they're going to announce it, allegedly, All-Star Weekend.
Amazing. That's the best news of my life.
All-Star Weekend.
Of 2018.
Wow. You hear about the Champions Tour?
Championship tour with Kendrick Lamar. When are they coming to Portland? What, May 5th?
May 5th.
May 5th?
I'm going to be there.
I'm in that thing.
Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, SZA. Why y'all be like that?
Oh, I don't care for SZA.
Hey, hold on, man. Hold on.
I literally don't.
Y'all want to know who's better than SZA, though?
I'm Tink.
Nah.
Her.
You already know with this next track. Dale, I hope you guys are ready. I hope the listeners are ready.
It better not be
Solange. The Kid.
Oh, yeah. Sid the Kid. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite tracks that put me on, girl. Man, girl will always be one of the smoothest tracks, bruh. Smoothest tracks. So I'm going to tell a story here. So we were in San Diego, and it was my first time in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's like the sun is setting, and like Dom Kennedy had came out with this mixtape, and I'll never forget, like,
which mixtape?
It was like Best After, it was bro, it was like a random mixtape, bro, that he just dropped. Okay. And I guess he had did a remix to that song.
Oh, really?
And I had never heard this song, bro. I had never heard
I didn't know he had a remix.
I had never heard Girl at all before, and I just thought it was a Dom Kennedy song. So I'm literally like driving in the sunset, and literally this song is playing. Like, we're in San Diego by the beach. This song starts playing, and I'm like, bruh, what song is this? And then when we got on the plane, like, literally I was slapping it the whole way back. Like, it was helping me go to sleep. But I was like, wow, like, that's probably one of the smoothest songs that I've ever heard.
That's crazy.
Nah,
you know, it'd be like that sometimes, though. Like, sometimes artists randomly be like hopping on like versions of songs that are like low key songs.
Yeah.
And like, did you know that 2 Chainz has a version of Don't by Bryson Tiller?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I never did.
Super low key. Like, because they just don't put it out, they'll just rap over it and then like throw it on SoundCloud or something like that.
Yeah, bruh. So I mean, but the thing is, like, okay, so did you already know about the internet like prior to this, though? Because I feel prior like this to, is on this is on their big to, album.
Oh, to that song?
I mean, not to that song, but like, did you already know about them a while ago?
I knew about the internet like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I never fed into them too deeply, and then I heard the Sid album that came out last year.
That was really good.
And that's when I started really feeding into it, because like, Sid got some talent, like,
low key.
Got some talent.
High key. People don't realize that.
I haven't listened to the internet as a group, though.
Well, I mean, especially if you're on your producer stuff. You know what I mean? They be coming out with some sick beats.
That's what I'm saying. Drums, like, just different stuff. Yeah.
Piano, it's cool. All that. But man, speaking of that song constantly reminds me of just self care in a way. self-care is something that we do, whether that's working out, whether that's putting lotion on your ashy
it's gotta moisturize your skin, body, and soul, man.
Hey, shout out coconut oil shawty, shout out to Victor or Kobe. But nah, man, just reading, writing, journaling, drinking water, whether that's ginger tea, because we know Michaela loves ginger tea now.
ginger tea nah, is the bee's knees.
It's real, hey, it's real good for you. But nah, man, talk to us about self-care. What do you guys think when you hear self-care? What do you guys think? what is it, man? How do you practice it? Whether that's meditation, whether that's getting good sleep, talk to us.
What you got, Anthony? I want to hear what you got.
Yeah, man.
Man, there's a lot of things I do, man. It's just making time for you. You know, we get so caught up in like, man, I got to go do this and go do that.
Yeah.
And we forget like, man, you got to like, you got to put time and like even money sometimes and just like taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Where that's like mentally, just like decompressing, physically, getting out there, hitting the gym, spiritually, like you name it, right? So, I do a lot of stuff. I mean, exercise has always been big in who I am because, you know, did sports all through college. So, and now working for Nike. So that's kind of a requirement in my day job. Go work out. So, you know, that's what I do. I do yoga once a week.
Okay. How's that been?
It's good.
Gotta love yoga, man.
Yeah. Bro, I literally, like, I used to, my sister got me on that. At first I was like, man, this is for ladies and yoga pants and people who get like, and at first I was like very close to it, but then when you kind of just open your mind, just do something different, like you could reap the benefits of it.
And you really got to invest into it too. You can't just be going in there like acting a fool. Like, it's a very, like, I did some yoga, bro, like it gets your body right, and then when you walk out that class, it's like your mind is right too. Like, you just feel like,
see, bro, okay, so I had the opposite reaction to it, maybe because my class, I was a sophomore, and that was my class at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And me being in college, I was, as a sophomore, I really didn't care. I mean, I cared about working out, but it was just like, come on, bro, a yoga class at 8 in the morning, I'd rather be asleep.
Especially when you're a football player.
That's your fault. You signed up for that. No, you signed up for that class.
Okay, so.
I made it all 4 years without taking 8 a.m.
Bruh, so, see, okay.
that's legendary.
But that was the only time. I mean, to me, I was like, oh, I can get my mind right. And, you know, it's 8 a.m.
Real talk, though, it really depends on the instructor can make a break.
That
the
too. Like, okay, but the instructor was cool. But it was just like.
It was just a time of day for you.
It was just like, yo, bruh, I'm literally, like, in this dorm, this cramped dorm room, like, in this little miniature bed. I'm not really getting as much sleep because my roommates are up.
Yeah.
It's like I'm transitioning to classes. Like, this is my first term in a university, you know what I mean? And I took a yoga class at 8 a.m. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind taking a yoga class now, because now what I've been doing is I've been using Head Start and I've been meditating.
Okay.
Every day before I start doing anything, I read it in this book that I've been reading. It's called Tools of Titans. And it's this book that, like...
You a Titan?
Bro, I
thought you was a Panther.
Man, bro, Black Panther, you know what I mean? Okay, just wanted to make sure. But nah, it's just basically it's called Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss, and what he does is he sits down and he interviews these different people that are excellent in their field. So a lot of great leaders and entrepreneurs, like, they meditate. So I've been just meditating like every day when I get home in the morning.
Sometimes all you need is like 10-15 minutes. Like, you don't
10 minutes, bro.
You don't need no hour. Like, sometimes you just need to sit down for 10 minutes.
Low key,
turn off your phone.
Turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
Shut the door.
You know what I'm saying?
You like that. Yeah, I know for me, like, down at school, like, back when I was in school and I was working, man, like, I'd be having some long days and, like, long weeks and long months. And, like,
and long,
long life.
Seriously, though, long, like, years. I mean, sometimes you just get caught up into it and you start realizing, like, you start losing yourself a little bit.
Bruh,
yeah. And when I say that, I mean, like, you just kind of, like, become, like, a machine, you know, in a way. Like, you just, you know, get up, do the same thing over and over again, and then you kind of got to just step back from it for a little bit and actually just think and pay attention to yourself and think about what you're doing, you know, appreciate what you got in your life and stuff like that. Listen to some music. Take part in some of your favorite activities. Go hang out with some friends, whatever it is.
That is true.
You know. But, like, now I don't have an issue with that. I'm out of school, unemployed. So, like, I got plenty of time for, like, self-care. The main stress is, like, trying to cut down on that time.
Too much self-care.
Yeah, I got too much self-care.
You say,
man,
too much everything is,
yeah, but I mean, it can mean different things. Like, I mean, it like, this time period has also allowed me to focus on other parts of self-care, like, you know, staying physically active, working on my fitness, trying to eat healthy, but I'm not disciplined enough right now to be doing that.
It's hard when you get hungry, man.
It's really hard. When you're hungry, you got to go somewhere, you know.
Straight up. Like, what's the quickest?
There's not, bro. I don't have any, like, fast, healthy options in my neighborhood.
It don't exist.
I got Subway. Like, that's the closest thing to healthy fast food.
Yeah. Bro, it's,
So back when I was working at Adidas, like, I guess the only thing that I would do, it was actually like make a big thing of chicken. Mm-hmm. And then you just make like, okay, chicken salads or this and that.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what I did.
But that's what you do when you have like a legit routine. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're like, okay, I go to work at 8 and then I got lunch at 12 and then I come home at 5 and then I'm gonna cook dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But right now, like being an entrepreneur, like there kind of really isn't a proper structure. You know what I mean?
No set time.
Exactly. So, I mean, as far as, like you said, like the eating healthy thing, like that's definitely a part of self-care. I think if you're drinking enough water, though, daily, though.
I got to step up on that because I know you've been on your water game and I've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, bro. Try to drink a gallon a day. It's key, bro.
I disagree.
What do you do for
self-care?
This is, like, kind of an unhealthy conversation just because, like, we're really focusing on, like, weight talk and, like, diet talk or, like, health, good food versus bad food.
Well, I mean, we're talking about what unhealthy. We do personally.
Yeah, for us, but I don't think that eating healthy food is, like, necessarily a part of self-care. Like,
it's not.
When I do self-care, I like to eat junk food. I like to eat Taco Bell. I like to lay in my bed and watch TV. I like to get my hair done. I like to get my nails done. Like, it's a multitude of things for different people, but I don't think that I want to be on the radio, like, saying a message that
Jill, do we have a caller?
Self-care equals health, like as far as fitness and weight loss and things like that.
I don't
that.
Think anyone's saying that though. I think everyone's just saying what they do for self-care.
Yeah. Because
it's about yourself.
Right.
So I don't think anyone should take our advice because like doing self-care is something that you do personally.
Yeah,
you
I just want to be one people, of really. The, I just want to be like the oppositional, you know.
No, I appreciate view, that. So what do you do for self-care? For,
I
like,
just said mentally. Everything that no, I do.
I'm saying like let's say mentally, yeah. I want to hear like Michaela is stressed out. She's what,
I eat
17
Taco Bell
hours.
And watch TV.
You go home. You go. You clock out after a 17-hour day. What are you doing? What's your first thing?
Driving straight to Taco Bell. Getting 2 chalupas.
I can't do Taco Bell.
Extra hot sauce.
Actually, that $5 box is clutch,
yeah.
though. That $5
I got
box.
That a couple times.
I've gotten it a couple school. Times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I spent $5 and I got all this stuff in the box. It's like a present,
bro,
man.
I'll be yeah. getting filled up.
Oh, it's man. Like right. everybody has their comfort
right,
food.
You get your food. You get your food.
Whether it's, you know, healthy or unhealthy, everyone has like their go-to
oh, yeah,
food when
sure.
they're upset or like had a bad day. Mine is just Taco Bell. But yeah, then I go home and I just like watch my shows and just hang out and just like decompress.
What's your number one
and
show?
I have
I'm
such a myriad of shows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually crazy. I don't even think it makes sense, like, the shows that I watch. I watch everything from like Live PD, which is like the new version of Cops, which is so cool and awesome.
I haven't seen that.
It's so good. It. To like, you know, shows on TLC that are like Little Women and like, you know, the life of a little person, or like I don't know, we watch The Chi, we watch Shameless, like it's just everything.
It's
I love different random. Yeah, like there's no genre
yeah.
of shows that I watch.
Do you have like
the Boondocks?
I want to know, like, everyone, like, do you guys have like a playlist or a certain type of music that you like use for self-care or to like help you get through like a rough
DMX
day? DMX?
Yeah.
Dang.
I go to the gym and listen to DMX
Dang.
And it like motivates me very much.
You know, my mom listens to DMX at the gym. That,
yeah.
that surprised me. She told me that the other day. I was like, what?
He's so motivating. Like, are you kidding me?
I need to get on some DMX.
Where my dog's at?
Y'all gonna make me go all out.
Oh, is that like a little R&B version? I like that.
I remember that.
That was fire.
Maybe we should put that on. Maybe we should put that on SoundCloud.
Record
that. Straight up. That sounded pretty good.
Hey,
Michaela, we gonna get you in the studio.
No, not even any auto tune too.
You shot me. That was beautiful.
Put that up for the Grammy.
Yeah.
Nah, man. But
you're gonna be the next SZA.
Okay, Jalen. Okay.
Don't clown me.
Send the kid. But now on the real, what man, some music that I listen to, bro, I listen to Solange, I listen to
Michaela's face right now.
I, you know, I don't know why she hates on Solange. Like, come
Straight
on, bro, that's Beyonce's sister.
Yeah,
like,
that's blood.
Yeah, that's blood. Come on now.
Blood is thicker than water.
I have
Drink
my
your
personal
water.
Opinions.
About Solange?
Not just about Solange, but just like the whole like fake woke movement of different,
my.
And not just female artists, but just like some different R&B artists that are coming out. I just like, I don't know, it's like so tapping into your
but Solange,
spiritual. I'm not saying it's like a bunch of crap. I just like can't get down with
you
it.
Don't feed into that.
Yeah, yeah, like I just can't get down with it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But Solange has been this way. Like, I mean, like if you look,
she did the Proud Family theme song.
That's a slap. Like, that's that is a realest show on Disney.
That's not,
let me tell you something. Nah,
she was in Johnson Family Vacation.
Bro, y'all gotta realize.
So when has she been on it?
All right, look.
I'm sorry, but
her whole life,
woke.
Straight
her
up.
Her whole life.
Man, she on Khadijah? She on
no,
FaceTime.
It's my cousin. Sorry, my cousin just FaceTimed me.
Her whole Solange. Look, her mom is Tina Knowles. Her and Beyonce. You can't say Beyonce is woke, but Solange isn't because they grew up in the same household.
I mean, that don't mean nothing. Anyways,
it does mean something because people are always
I think she just wants to be so different than Beyonce that sometimes it's like not my vibe just because I'm such a hardcore Beyonce fan.
I think that's the thing right there.
Yeah, it's nothing personal.
She's so into Beyonce that like knowing that she's blood, like if Solange wasn't blood, she might mess with her.
Oh yeah,
but since she's blood, she's like, man, that's Solange.
It's almost like she's trying. She has to choose up.
Exactly. It's like an and or.
I'm like, bro, Solange. All right, straight up, Solange. We love you on CC Radio. Like, the reason... Hold on, bruh. Another reason why I messed with Solange so tough is she took a photo recently, and guess what she was rocking?
Combined culture.
Nope. So, nope.
I'm kidding.
Nope.
Almost.
Nope.
Big Baller Brand.
Big Baller Brand. That's how we rock. No. She was rocking that.
Well, it's because of FUBU.
Yeah,
Damon John.
Bias. Like,
yeah,
no.
Bias.
No, Damon John is the guy who made FUBU.
No, but Solange has a song called FUBU.
Oh, Flora's Bias. But like, nah. Look up Solange, Big Baller Brand, and she literally, clearly was like, yo, I'm rocking this, and I support it. And
everybody else who's woke.
You know what I'm starting to think?
Right?
What's good?
I'm starting to think LeVar Ball
is a genius.
Be slipping you a check under the table,
bruh,
that ain't nobody else know about.
Right. No. It's like his uncle. It's like his like great uncle or something.
Might be something going on here.
Hey, man. Shout out to Unc.
What kind of door is
this? I want to
see your taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
you're going to have to release your 2017 tax returns.
I just support.
Like a savings account in Lithuania that nobody does. Like, not even me. Just in case.
I'm telling you, it's Cayman Islands and you got Lithuania.
Case, I got my ZL2s. Got my ZL2s, bruh. Nah, but psycho. For real, man.
Listeners, there's something going on there.
Man, all right, so let's go. Closing thoughts, dog. Jalen, Anthony, Michaela, and then we'll wrap it back around. Closing thoughts.
My closing thought for today. I just want to say today started off as a terrible day for me. I was in a very negative mind state.
For what, bro?
Bro, I don't even know why. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I just went to work, was just mad for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what hit me, but something hit me, and I just turned it around.
We all got those days.
But, you know, seriously, like, all I remember is telling myself, you know, just keep pushing through it. And sometimes you just got to keep pushing through it, and eventually you'll prevail. So that's my closing thought. Stay up.
That's what's up, G.
Yeah, man. Going off of the self-care, like, nobody's going to do it for you, man. But yourself.
S-E-L-F.
Brother can spell.
Yes, sir. But, nah, that's what's up, though.
Yeah, like... Don't forget that, you know, like you can't look at and point at everyone else. My job, my friend, my boo. You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And people will join you after that. But it starts with you. It
starts with you. You and 18.
On that note, though, some people, you know, with kids and stuff do have a hard time doing that.
That's true.
So to those people, you know, who work, you know, long days and got multiple kids that you may or may not be raising by yourself. We, you know, we challenge you to try to find some time for yourself and relax.
It's easier, easier said than done.
And give your kids a book.
Yeah. Because,
you know, like, it's really a challenge for some people. So we encourage you to go out and do that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Michaela?
I think I'm just, like, feeling a little bit sick right now. So that's just, like, my closing thought is...
Wash your hands.
If you have access to healthcare, go get your flu shot. If you don't, like, find, you know, like, an alternate solution.
That's been going around.
Yeah. It's terrifying. Yeah, can I just say that? Like, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm actually, like, freaking out right now because my head is hot. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. Like,
so, like, if I were to be coughing or if I were to be, like, really sick right now, would you be like...
Yeah, and this lady that I work with sat right next to me today, and she's been, like, very violently ill, and now I feel like she, like, gave it to me.
Do you have a mask?
No, I need to go get my flu shot.
I've never heard someone say
violently ill. Ta-ta from me.
Hey, this has been CC Radio Episode 20, and I'm going to go ahead and close this night out with some Solange, Borderline, An Odd to Self-Care. Good night. We've been lovers on a mission. Oh, we've been lovers on a mission. Hold away. But what's left without a mission? Oh, we've been lovers on a mission. Hold away. So let's take it in a mission. Oh, you know I have the world to think. And I know I gotta go ahead and take some time.
Tuned to KBOO.